The Church of St. Michael the Archangel, Chalova. According to specialists Tadeusz Czarnowski and Marian Kornetsky, the 18th century church in Chalova, located between Nowysącz and Gorlice, should be counted among the greatest achievements of provincial Polish art. The church is an extremely successful attempt to reproduce Baroque brick architecture in wood. Some even point to the great similarity of the village church to the famous collegiate church of St. Anne in Kraków. The parish of Chalova was established in the 14th century. Even then, the villagers could pray in their own church. In the 16th century, the existing church was replaced by a newer building that survived for about 200 years. The construction of the present third parish church began in 1739. Its founders were the then owners of Chalova from the Jordan family and the parish priest Wojciech Stefanowski. The architect remains unknown. However, it would have to have been designed by a seasoned architect, since in one of the museums in Kraków, there is even an exact model of the building. In 1756, the church was ready, and its consecration took place. It is a wooden, three-nave basilica, which is unusual in the countryside. This means that the nave, where the congregation gather, is composed of three sections. The central nave is the tallest, while the side naves are lower. An extension of the central nave houses a small chancel, where the main altar is kept, and from which the priest celebrates masses. The walls were built in a traditional log frame construction. Long fir logs were stacked on top of each other and connected at the corners with notches or carpentry locks. The coverings of the rooms are flat ceilings or light arches, thanks to which they resemble a barrel vault. The interior and furnishings of the church come almost entirely from the second half of the 18th century. Remarkably, the Baroque and Rococo stylings are maintained throughout. The paintings and sculpture complement each other, illustrating the truths of the faith. In keeping with the spirit of the Baroque, everything seems to be moving. The arches of the arcades that separate the nave from the aisles have a flowing, undulating line. The pillars supporting them do not stand straight but diagonally. The paintings use illusionism, a style of painting which evokes its own three-dimensional interiority. A great example of this is the portal around the entrance door to the temple. Almost all available space has been decorated in some way. The angels alone amount to over 150. The space is dominated by white, blue, and gold colors.